This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Vastala with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel, on the recommendation of the government, called session of both houses for 1 p.m. on January 31st. Nepal formally announces Sagarmatha Sambad to be held in Kathmandu from May 16 to 18 to address climate change impacts, particularly in the mountains. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on friendly countries, international community and organizations to join hands with Nepal in combating climate change. And at least 76 people killed as fire engulfs Turkish ski hotel. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has summoned a session of both houses of the federal parliament at the recommendation of the cabinet as per Article 19(3)(1) of the constitution. The cabinet meeting held on January 20 had decided to recommend to the president to summon the session of both houses. According to the office of the president, President Paudel called this session of both houses at the International Conference Center, New Banishore at 1 p.m. on January 31st. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has formally announced the Sagarmatha Sambad, a global platform aimed at addressing the pressing issues of climate change, particularly its impact on the mountains. The dialogue is scheduled to take place in Kathmandu from May 16th to 18th this year. Coinciding with the International Year of Glacier Conservation 2025, the event was organized jointly by the Ministry of Forest and Environment and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs at the Prime Minister's office in Singhathabar yesterday. The Prime Minister highlighted the purpose of organizing the Sagarmatha Sambad, emphasizing the urgent need for timely action to address climate change.
The first edition of Sambad will deal with the question of climate change, especially in the context of mountains. Climate change is not only a part of the policy crisis that the world faces today. It could equally morph into the perma-crisis that would hover above the heads of coming generations. This year alone, we have seen many disasters in all kinds of places. The fury of nature has not spared even those countries with sophisticated economies and technology. The fallouts of climate change will be even more disastrous if the world doesn't halt the march of folly.
The Prime Minister expressed concern over the rapid melting of glaciers and the rising temperatures in the mountains, noting that the changes are occurring faster than the global average.
Climate change is hitting the high mountains and coastal areas the hardest, and Himalayas are no exceptions. Due to elevation, development, warming, the temperature of our mountains is increasing faster than the global average. Nepal's snow-capped mountains serve as a natural stabilizer for the planet's climate. The rapid melting of snow and unpredictable precipitation have transformed once snow-clad, glittering white mountains into black rocks. Our naked eyes can see the fast depleting ice coverage in Ganesh Dorje Lakpa Imal from the roof of the buildings.
Prime Minister Oli also cited examples of climate change-induced disasters in Nepal, including the bursting of a glacier lake in the Mount Everest region, which swept through the Thami area, as well as the unprecedented rain flash floods in Bagmati province last year, which claimed hundreds of lives. The Prime Minister pointed out that despite Nepal's minimal carbon footprint, climate-induced disasters are becoming increasingly frequent. The Prime Minister called on friendly countries, the international community and organizations to join Nepal in the Sagarmatha Sambad and work together to combat climate change.
Such incidents have now become more routine phenomena rather than rare disasters. The immense scale of destruction from such events makes our recovery and reconstruction efforts daunting given the availability of limited resources. Despite our minimal carbon footprint, Nepal faces devastating climate impacts. However, Nepal is committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2045 and implementing ambitious climate plans. We have expanded forests, promoted clean energy, and safeguarded biodiversity. At our efforts alone cannot suffice, and we cannot forever overcompensate for the complacency of those who are historically responsible for the climate crisis. I firmly believe this platform will inspire collaboration, innovative solutions, and renewed political will. I urge friendly nations, the international community, and organizations to join hands with us in making the Sambad a success.
Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Secretaries, senior officials and heads and representatives of diplomatic missions based in Nepal also attended the event yesterday. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, has urged donor agencies to invest in Nepal's hydropower sector. Minister Khadka held discussions with heads and representatives of donor agencies yesterday to seek investment following the Cabinet's approval of the Energy Development Roadmap on December 31, 2024. The roadmap aims to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. Energy Minister Khadka emphasized that the Energy Development Roadmap would promote economic prosperity and energy security by transforming Nepal into a regional energy hub while also strengthening national and cross-border infrastructure. Asian Development Bank Country Director for Nepal, Arnold Kaikos, acknowledged the long-standing support of donor agencies in Nepal's energy sector and pledged continued assistance to help meet the objectives set out in the government's energy development roadmap. Head and representatives from the World Bank, Japan International Cooperation Agency, the German Federal Enterprise for International Cooperation, the U.S. Agency for International Development, the United Nations Development Programme, the Norwegian Embassy and other donor agencies participated in the meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stated that a system would be developed to enable tasks such as company and VAT registration to be completed in a single day from home using technology. During a discussion with IT experts and entrepreneurs at Balwata yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized that he had been making efforts to incorporate information and technology into governance. Minister of Health and Population Pradeep Podel has proposed a collaboration with hospitals run by government-funded security agencies to alleviate the pressure on government hospitals. During a meeting with the Inspector General of Police, military officers and heads of the health services operated by the security agencies, Health Minister Podel suggested utilizing vacant operation wards in security agency hospitals to provide services when there is a backlog of patients at government hospitals. The health minister also urged the creation of an environment that facilitates the referral of patients to security agency hospitals and recommended measures to enhance the effectiveness of the health insurance program within the hospitals. British ambassador to Nepal Rob Fenn paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. The meeting, held at Singha Darbar, focused on various aspects of bilateral relations and mutual interest. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the upcoming visit of the Duke of Edinburgh, a member of the British royal family, to Nepal was also discussed. Special envoy of the foreign minister of the Korean government, Lee Seong-kyu, held high-level meetings during his two-day visit to Nepal. He held separate meetings with the Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, the Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security and the Foreign Secretary, among others, yesterday to discuss the ways to enhance bilateral cooperation between the two countries. During the meeting, the special envoy said that the government of Korea has been supporting Nepal based on Nepal's needs, including agriculture, health, employment, training and climate change. Korea has been treating Nepal as an important development partner for 15 years continuously. More than 110,000 Nepali workers have so far obtained an opportunity to work in Korea through the Korea-Nepal Employment Permit System, which was signed in 2007. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 76 people have been killed in a fire that engulfed a popular Turkish ski resort hotel, leaving some to jump out of windows. The fire broke out at the wooden-clad 12-story Grand Caratal Hotel in Bolu at 3:27 local time during a busy holiday period when 234 people were staying there. The fire is thought to have started in the hotel's restaurant area. It took 12 hours for the fire to be put out. The identities of all 76 people are yet to be confirmed. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said those responsible for negligence leading to the fire will be held accountable. The Bolu Mountains are popular with skiers from Istanbul and Turkey's capital Ankara, which is roughly 170 km away, and the hotel was operating at high occupancy at the start of 2-week school holidays. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. Mist and fog have been reported in some places of the Terai region. Nepal Ganj in Lumbini province is blanketed by thick fog, due to which the Metropolitan Office in Nepal Ganj has urged the schools to remain closed for 3 days. The authorities have requested people to exercise necessary precautions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podel, on the recommendation of the government, calls session of both houses for 1 p.m. on January 31st. Nepal formally announces Sagarmatha Sambad to be held in Kathmandu from May 16 to 18 to address climate change impacts, particularly in the mountains. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on friendly countries, international community and organizations to join hands with Nepal in combating climate change. And at least 76 people killed as fire engulfs Turkey's key hotel. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.